Ladies and gentlemen, as you already know, since you're already on my podcast, it's your boy Mac, and I'm sitting here with my big brother, Snyder.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem. So today we're going to do something a little simple. We're going to go ahead and call mom and dad and just kind of ask them some questions about just where they are in life and how they feel. Let's see if I can get them on the line. Other than that, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I actually been meditating, just really just trying to like stay positive as possible, you know. I think you already know my situation. So right now I don't want to really talk about it in the broadcast right now, but mainly I know you kind of told me that you wanted me to be here, so I'm here to support.
And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. So I'm about to get her on the line.
Hey, my mom. Hello?
Hello. Hi, mother.
Hi, my son.
Hey, mom.
How you doing?
Just to let you know, you are being recorded. We are on my podcast show, and I figured I'll decide to call you and just kind of ask you some questions on, you know, just your life and everything. Are you available at the moment?
I'm available.
All right.
Am I going to be on the air?
You're going to be on my podcast show.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So what I'm planning on doing, I'm planning on calling a lot of different people from the family and just kind of ask some questions about where they've been in life and, like, the things they've done to get to the point they are in right now. And I figured I'd have Snyder sit here with me, and we'll go ahead and do this. So first and foremost, you mind introducing yourself?
Okay.
So your name and where were you born?
Oh, oops, my name is Denise Antoine.
Antoine.
I'm from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Port-au-Prince.
Nice, nice.
Haiti, yeah.
Okay, so as everyone knows, Denise is our mother, and she has raised three children, my older brother, my younger sister, and me, of course. I'm the middle child, and I guess we just have a couple questions to ask. Nothing too crazy, nothing too serious. So I guess with the most basic question, what made you want to come to America?
What made me want to come to America? First of all, my mom was here first, and I was a young kid, young, you know.
How old?
And she sent my mom sent over for me.
How old were you when you made it? When
I came to America, I was 17 years old.
Okay. 17. Ooh, that's young.
I was 17.
That must have been a big change for you.
Yes. And I always want to come visit America, not to stay, but I end up staying forever.
Yeah.
So you were saying that grandma came here first, and then what did she do?
She came here first.
Okay.
Then she sent for me after.
Okay. Was that like a continuously, that's something that she was doing every time? Because you're not the only child. So, that's right?
I'm not the only child. It's four of us. It's two girls, two boys, and the first one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what were some of your, like, favorite memories when growing up there in Haiti?
Favorite memories where?
In what? Haiti, growing up in Haiti, like, what were some of your favorite memories?
Oh, my goodness, a lot of good memories.
What's the one memory that kind of sticks out to you?
Huh?
What's the one memory that, like, really sticks out to you?
The one memory I remember on Christmas time, how we never sleep at night.
Hmm. Why is that? Are you waiting for, like, Haitian Santa Claus?
We go to church, and we cook all night. So, making parties, so.
Making parties?
It was very fun.
Nice. So let's see. I have a couple questions here, so I'm just kind of going through the questions here. So what was your family situation before you left? Was everything good? Like, were you guys like financially stable to decide to, you know, be able to send the kids here? Well, you said your mom already came to America.
Yeah, my mom came to America. I didn't experience that, what you said. Like poverty, I didn't experience that.
Yeah.
It's like my mom always working hard and my dad always, you know, they always fit us.
It's kind of like the lifestyle. It's kind of like the lifestyle you gave us too, mm-hmm. where you guys kind of, it's kind of like the same lifestyle you gave us too. Like, we never really seen poverty, but I mean, there was moments in our lives where, you know, the economy went bad. We had businesses we had to take care of, but we still made it through.
So I have a question for you, Mom. So what is your accomplishment? What accomplishment are you like most proud of? Out of all of your years of being here in America. What are accomplished, like, what are the things that you feel
my
like?
My best accomplishment, the best one, I married. So I'm married for 37 years this year.
37?
And my husband, 37 years, okay. My husband. And I got 3 children. Thank God, all of them turn out good.
And healthy.
So that's accomplishment that I think I made.
Yay.
Then plus my career.
Your career. So what do you do for a career? I mean, we know.
My career is, I'm a cosmetologist.
Nice.
A hairstylist.
Nice.
Well-known. And I've been doing a CNA, certified nursing assistant, for years.
Okay.
And I went back to school after my kids is growing. I went to school and I took a class for travel agent.
Okay.
Then I did nursing assistant. Then I went back to school. I get my college degree. And then I went back to school and I become a registered nurse.
So with all that, do you feel like you plan on ever stopping? Or do you feel like there's still more room to grow?
I'm still growing. I'm going back to school again. Wow. Not stopping. Wow. Not stopping.
And in this society, you really can't. They say it's really good to have, like, different avenues of income.
Right.
Because you never know where the world is going to take you or where, you know, our finances will go. And there's always new things we want to try, things we haven't done yet.
I like that. Huh? And on top of it, I serve the church.
Yep, yep.
I serve the church. I make a lot of, like, start a new group at the church, start the choir, start the ladies group, and I did a lot of things, you know.
Do you feel like you had a good balance with all these different avenues and being able to, you know, still be happy in America and, you know, be your true self?
I'm happy.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I don't regret a thing.
See, that's good, because a lot of people nowadays, they're dealing with, like, a lot of depression, a lot of sadness, And it really stems from, you know, not achieving the things they set their goals to or set their minds to.
Right.
But it's good to know, like, you know, even though you came to America at, you know, you're in your adult ages, you're 17. You basically already know how the world works for the most part. And you came and you still, you know, did what you had to do and you created a life for us and yourself. Yep. Do you feel like your brothers and sisters all are doing pretty well as well? Or everyone's kind of...
They're doing pretty well. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, one is a pastor, one of them is a photographer. And my other sister, she's like a business lady and a nurse too. Okay. They're doing pretty good.
So, Mom, what would you give a young lady... like, as far as, like, giving her an advice of, of her starting her journey, like, what would be the, like, best advice you would give her?
The advice I will give them, trust in the Lord. Go to church first. Trust in the Lord. Pray. Pray a lot because nothing is easy. And then go to school. Never stop going to school.
School is very important. And even if you don't go to school to get a degree, I mean, I feel like nowadays trades are doing really well. You can make a pretty good living with a trade as well.
You can still have the trade, but it's good to have your college degree too.
Correct.
You have the trade, and you have your college degree too. When they look at it, the person that have the trade, they might make, like, for example, if you're making 20. The person making 20, you have your college degree, they're going to give you $22.
See, and with that too, like nowadays, once you get into a job with a trade, a lot of these jobs will pay for you to go to schooling so you can get, you know what I mean, get hired into the business. So, well, with this here, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I really appreciate you taking my phone call. I know you're a very busy lady.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm doing a beautiful lady here right now.
Yeah? Whose hair are you doing?
One of my clients.
Oh, okay. Let her know from the Mac Antoine podcast show that we said hi and have a wonderful night.
Say it again.
Let her know from the Mac Antoine podcast show that we want her to have a wonderful night, and we say hello.
All right. Thank you, and hello to you. And hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, God bless.
All right, Mom. So it was a pleasure talking to you. I will speak with you later. Thank you for joining the show and just giving us your honest answers. We really appreciate you. We love you.
We love you, Mom.
My pleasure.
And I'll talk to you later.
You too, guys. All right, talk to you later.
In life, it seems like the only way to get out of poverty is for you to go and, I guess, try. You know what I mean? You gotta be better than what you're willing to become better than. You gotta wanna take that extra step. You gotta wanna be great. You gotta wanna try. Hey, yeah.
Just got my paycheck and rent's due. I put it now so I know.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for joining the show. Thank you for listening. This is the beginning. We are working on something pretty soon. I'm hoping that this does work out. I hope it sounds good. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let me know if there's anything that we should fix, anything we should work on. If you have any questions that I should ask or questions that I shouldn't ask, just kind of keep us updated and let us know what things that we should do. You got anything you want to say, bro?
No, I appreciate you just letting me be a part of this. I mean, I know I got a little bit of work to do on behalf of my stuttering, but...
It's okay.
But anyhow, yeah. The more I keep doing this, I'll feel a little confident. every time I ask these questions.
And that's all it comes. That's all it comes with. Just like you said, building the confidence, being able to speak and just kind of properly enunciate the things that you want, you know, people to answer.
Yes.
But like anything, it takes time. It takes a lot of dedication, a lot of focus. But I appreciate you for being on the show and helping me out.
Most definitely.
Thank you guys for listening. Peace.